الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما رواه عنه أبو الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه حين حضره الموت إني أحدثكم حديثا سمعته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك واعدد نفسك في الموتى وإياك ودعوة المظلوم فإنها تستجاب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, my young friends and mothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was able to mention a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before you, which was narrated by Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three things. Three statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Amma Nawaluhu ke fadl wa karam se Janabe Nabiy Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke irshadat mein se ek irshad aap hazrat ke samne naqal karne ki saadat naseeb hui, jis hadith mein aap Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne teen cheezon ko bayan farmaya hai. The first portion we have discussed in quite detail, alhamdulillah. In approximately four Friday khutbas, we have mentioned the first portion of the hadith. That أُعْبُدِ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. The second advice given to Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that وَعْدُدْ نَفْسَكَ مِنَ الْمَوْتَى. And in one narration, wa'dud nafsaka fil mawta. Consider yourself, count yourself from amongst the dead. Apne aap ko murda logon mein shumar karo. Consider yourself from amongst the dead. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this life. While staying in this world, prepare for the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. You will die, you will pass away, you will leave this world, and these people who are against you, they will also pass away and leave this world. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that if these people, they say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a magician, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a poet, he is only an insan and human being, he is here for a short period of time, he will leave this world and his mission will come to an end. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. We have not made this life of this world a permanent life for anyone before you. أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. If you will die, then is there any possibility that they will live forever? Just as you will leave this world, they will also leave this world. اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس دوسرے جملے میں فرماتے ہیں کہ اعدد نفسک من الموتا، آپ اپنے آپ کو مردہ لوگوں میں شمار کیجیے، یعنی اس دنیا میں رہتے ہوئے آپ آخرت کی تیاری کیجیے، اس لیے کہ اس دنیا میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں مختصر وقت کے لیے بھیجا ہے. اگر کسی کو پوری قیامت تک کی زندگی ملتی تو وہ جناب محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ملتی، لیکن انہیں بھی کہہ دیا گیا کہ انک میتون و انہم میتون، کہ جس طرح آپ اس دنیا سے جانے والے ہیں وہ بھی جانے والے ہیں، یعنی نہ ان کو ابدی زندگی ملے گی نہ آپ کو ابدی زندگی ملے گی. ابدی زندگی تو آخرت کی زندگی ہے، حیات جاودانی آخرت کی زندگی ہے. اس دنیا میں انسان کو مختصر وقت کے لیے رہنا ہے اور اس دنیا میں رہ کر آخرت کی تیاری کرنی ہے. وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد افئن مت فهم الخالدون، دوسری آیت میں اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ یہ کفار اور مشرکین مکہ یہ کہتے ہیں کہ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو ایک انسان ہیں، وہ شاعر ہیں، وہ تو ساحر ہیں، وہ اس دنیا میں رہیں گے کچھ سالوں تک، پھر اس دنیا سے رخصت کر جائیں گے، اور جیسے ہی وہ اس دنیا سے پردہ کر جائیں گے ان کا مشن بھی ختم ہو جائے گا. آپ ان سے کہہ دیجئے کہ آپ سے پہلے کسی کو ہم نے ابدی زندگی نہیں دی کہ وہ اس دنیا میں قیامت تک رہے، جو بھی اس دنیا میں آیا وہ اس دنیا سے گیا، اور جو بھی آئے گا وہ جانے ہی کے لیے آئے گا. کل نفس ذائقۃ الموت، ایوری سول وِد ہز ڈیتھ. سو وائل اسٹیئنگ ان دس ورلڈ وی نیڈ ٹو پریپیئر فار دا ہیئر آفٹر. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، ہی سیز ان دا قرآن، یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا اللہ ان اللہ خبیر بما تعملون. یا او ہو یو بلیو، فیئر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، ہیو تقوی اینڈ گاڈ کانشیسنس، اینڈ اسٹے اوے فرام دا ڈسبیڈینس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اتقوا اللہ ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. And every person should take stock of his life and think that I have come to this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this life to prepare for the hereafter. How much have I prepared for the hereafter? Have I sent forward good deeds or bad deeds? If I was to pass away today and at this time, will I be able to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? وَلْتَنْذُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Because I'm sure every single person sitting here, wherever my voice is reaching, they are convinced and they have full yaqeen that nobody is going to live in this world forever. There is no difference of opinion. There is no second opinion when it comes to death. There can be second opinion when it comes to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether the Quran and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is authentic or not. Whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a true prophet or not. Was he sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a prophet, as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. So many things there is difference of opinion. But when it comes to death, each and every single person, whether he is from another madhab and he is from another religion, everyone is unanimous that each person who comes to this world, he will leave this world one day. He will have to sleep in his grave. He will have to go on the day of judgment, stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will have to go and cross the pul sirat. Every person should think, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. What have you sent forward? Have you done enough to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Or you are living your life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contrary to the teachings of Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are going against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you die in this state, How will you stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer questions which will be posed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you prepared for the hereafter or not? My brothers, we are so deluded with this dunya. Worldly life, we think that we are going to live in this world forever. Before, one person's one action used to express that this person through his action is showing that he will live in this world forever. Nowadays, every person's every action shows that he has this yaqeen that he will only live in this world and there is nothing else after that. How long are we going to live in this world? The reason why we don't prepare for the hereafter is because we think that this worldly life is everything. Tulul amal. All our energy is going behind this world. Dunya, dunya, dunya. Amassing wealth for the position in the community. This is where our efforts are going. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned an amazing example and similitude. He draws a box and he makes a line in the middle which goes past this box. And then he makes small lines on the middle line, right and left. And he says that, do you know what this is? This middle line is insan and human being. And the box surrounding this middle line, this is the life of that human being. And the line which is going past this square is his lengthy hopes, his aspiration, his desires. That the person, he lives in this world for 60, 70, 80, 90 years. But his hopes, aspiration, his desires are so long that no person's life does justice to his aspiration, his desires. We are only here for a few years, my brothers and elders. There's an incident mentioned in Nafhatul Arab. Shaykhul Arab Mawlana Izaz Ali Saab Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned a very good example. He has mentioned a story that there was a khatib and a lecturer. He used to give talks in Baghdad. So once he came and he sat down, he said to his congregants that أُهَنِّئُكُمْ الْيَوْمْ مَاتَ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. That today I give you glad tidings, I give you good news today, the Malakul Maut has passed away. Everyone was shocked, perplexed to hear this from this khatib and this lecturer, that how can Malakul Maut pass away? How can an angel pass away? And that too Malakul Maut. Okay, he is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the soul of human beings. So people asked, we didn't understand your statement, how can Malakul Maut pass away? So he said that there is a person named Tashtakin. In Baghdad, there is a person named Tashtakin. He has taken a land on the shore of Dajla, River Dajla, on lease for 300 years. And his life at the moment is 90 plus. So through his action, he is showing that Malakul Maut has passed away. If he had this yaqeen that Malakul Maut is still alive, he would not have taken this land on lease for 300 years. Because that means he's going to live for almost 400 years. So this might be funny for us, but my brother, this is our condition. That we are only here for a limited period of time. But the way we live, we express as if we're going to live in this world forever. Look what happened to the great icon of Pakistan, Brother Junaid Jamshed. He was in the hearts of millions of people in the world. Only 52 years old. Only 52 years old. Nobody is aware when his death will come, my brothers and elders. You could be 10, you could be 12, and you could be 15. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined your death, then Malakul Maut will come and extract your ruh from your body. Only 52, he was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming back. Who thought that he's going to pass away? Initially when I read the news, I couldn't believe it. How can he pass away? Because we get all sorts of messages on WhatsApp. So when I read this message, I thought maybe somebody just sent this message just as a rumor. But this is the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His qudrat, His power and His strength. That death is in my hand. Don't wait for 50, 60, 70, 80. That I will repent when I touch 50, 60. You live a life of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from now on. Agah apni maut se bashar koi nahi. Saman so baras ka hai kal ki khabar nahi. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We have so many things which can last us for 100 years. But do we know for a definite that you're going to live till tomorrow? And my respect to Shaykh Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he changes this these couplets and he says, that agah apni maut se bashar koi nahi. Saman so baras ka hai. Kal ki khabar nahi. Pal ki khabar nahi. We don't know what's going to happen next second. It is possible that you're sitting here in the masjid at the moment. You're listening to my talk. And you are listening to the talk on death. And you are not able to leave this masjid after Jummah Salah. And you pass away there and then. It is possible. We have so many incidents like that. In England, an Imam Sahib was called to lead Janazah Salah. He goes to the Qabristan. He leads Janazah Salah. And before he leaves this graveyard, he himself passes away. Junaid Jamshid, only 52. He could have done so much in his life. Our life is also 15, 16, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60. We need to prepare for the hereafter. U'udud nafsaka min al-mawta. Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, "The akhadha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi mankibayya, faqala kun fi dunya ka annaka gharibun aw abir sabil." كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٌ. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and he grabbed my shoulder. And he said to me, "Oh Ibn Umar, you have done a lot of good in your life. You have amassed so much knowledge directly from me. You have so much knowledge of Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I give you this advice today that كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٌ. That while living in this world, keep this in mind that you are here as a traveler or as a passerby. This is why in his life Ibn Umar used to say that إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ. That if you happen to reach the evening of a day in your life, then don't wait for the next morning. And if you happen to reach morning, then don't wait for the evening of that day. Because you never know when your death will come. It is possible that you prolong your tawbah and your repentance and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That tomorrow or on the day of Jumu'ah or on the 15th of Shaban in the month of Ramadan or when I go for Hajj, I will repent and patch my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is possible that before that day comes, before that week comes, before that month comes, before that moment comes, Malakul Maut comes and extract you ruh from your body. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. U'udud nafsaka min al-mawta. Consider yourself from amongst the dead. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Each person should ask this question. Oh, who you believe. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what have you prepared for the hereafter? وَلْتَنْدُ النَّفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. What have you sent forth for the hereafter? I'll leave you with this question. I hope each person asks this question to himself and come to a conclusion. Like Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. That oh believers, all the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reckon yourself, take account of your life, take stock of your life, just as a businessman, end of the year, he takes the stock of his entire year, and he comes to the conclusion, am I benefiting or am I in loss? You should take account of your life, before you leave this world and you are made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself reckons you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said, and all of us sitting here the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, the third portion of the hadith will be mentioned in next khutbah, inshallah.